This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Hi there, welcome to the warm-up program. My name is Al Dukes. Perhaps you've heard this show before. Eddie Scazzeri is here. Jerry Recco today is here, but he's filling in for Gio. So I've got CeeLo with me.
Again.
Good morning, CeeLo.
Good morning, Al.
So now Gio's taking some time off, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but Boomer is back.
Mm. How convenient for Ryan Clark to volley back on Twitter at Gio when he's now not here.
So this is interesting. So how did this whole thing get started? Ryan Clark said something about Tiki Barber.
Correct. In relation to Saquon Barkley signing with the Eagles from last week. Yep.
And Ryan Clark was saying something like, was Ryan Clark and Tiki teammates somewhere?
I think very briefly.
Where?
With the Giants.
Ryan Clark was here?
Very briefly in the early stage of his career, sort of before he made a name for himself.
Okay, and then his claim was Tiki Barber wasn't the best in the locker room.
That's what he said, that he didn't take his cues from Tiki showed him what not to be as a veteran. Ryan Clark's words, not mine.
Correct, and then Tiki told them to shut the hell up.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then Gio, who covered the Steelers in Pittsburgh during his time there, said Ryan Clark was a D-bag in the locker room.
Something along those lines, I guess.
Right.
You would know, did he actually say D-bag?
I believe so, And I believe that's the headline I also read.
That my apologies.
An awful announcing. Although I don't trust awful announcing's headlines anymore.
They're on your list.
They're on my list of, you know, like trying too hard to stir up trouble. But that was an actual quote from Gio.
D-bag.
D-bag.
Okay.
In the locker room. So now Ryan Clark has taken to Twitter, and he says, this is pretty easy. And he did the at Tiki Barber at Gio.
And this was after Gio circled back yesterday and addressed a prior tweet from Ryan Clark.
Okay, which was what?
Something along the lines of, like, you know, I'm not hard to find. Basically, like,
that's what Ryan Clark said.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then, that he thought Gio did it the wrong way by going on the air when he's not hard to find. But then Gio said, well, you could find Tiki Barber easier than I can find you. And yet you said those things about Tiki. So it's a whole, about the he said, she said.
That's right.
Anyway, Ryan Clark took to Twitter and said, this is pretty easy. Tiki Barber and Gio, I'm in New York all week. Would love to meet anywhere you all would like. Sounds like a 2-on-1 fist fight. I like it. This is a 2-on-1 situation. Andre the Giant used to have some of those matches because he was so large at 7'4", 525 pounds.
Grenoble
Franz.
Yeah.
So he would sometimes take on multiple wrestlers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Outnumbered, but he could handle it.
He could handle it. He's a big guy. So Ryan Clark is saying, Tiki and Gio, I'm in New York all week. Would love to meet anywhere you all would like. I have no problem. I didn't say you know where to find me. I said I'm easy to find. As in anything further, I'm willing to discuss in person as adult men and professionals. Mm. I don't like when someone says, let's handle this like men. That sounds like I'm in a fist fight.
Kind of like Rick Pitino yesterday about St. John's getting snubbed.
Yeah.
Or Sunday.
That sounds like I'm gonna about to get a fist to my face.
Well, I mean, is that what he's implying here? He's looking to mix it up physically with Gio and Tiki?
It doesn't sound like it, okay. but I always think that's what it really means. Because then he says once he was started being called jackass and other items, got the flying, there was no need to respond publicly. I spoke on my experiences with Tiki. No name calling, just my truth. He deserved his response, and I let it be. But since you offered it, Gio, I'm here.
Mm.
Tiki Barber, I'm here. Let me know. Again, he tweets again. So y'all tell me where, and I'm there. No cameras, no mics, no public talking after. Three men in a room. Let me know, fellas. God bless.
Mm.
No cameras, no mics. What fun is that? We want to see this, too.
Do we think he got the tip that Gio's out for the rest of the week?
No, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Should I let him know? Gio's on vacation.
Well,
could
I'm
we
just
circle
saying,
back?
The timing, this was last night at like 10:03.
Oh, is that right?
He's firing out these tweets.
Well, why don't we do this? Boomer and Gio live in Jersey City, May 3rd.
With cheese.
With cheese.
And Boomer Ryan Clark.
Gio live with cheese. Let's get Ryan Clark. Let's get Tiki Barber. Gio's got to be there. He's hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this all taken care of. Mano y mano. Maybe a slap fight. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the slap fight. Oh. I was thinking tag team.
Ooh.
Tiki and Gio. And Ryan Clark.
But Ryan Clark needs an opponent.
I mean,
Peter Schwartz?
He said...
We'd love to get Peter Schwartz
no,
in the mix.
No, he needs a teammate, not an opponent. If Tiki and Gio are tag teaming on one team...
Let's get Peter Schwartz on team Ryan Clark. Just because for size.
You think that Schwartz is going to go up against Gio after all the favors this program's done for him over the years?
But he probably has also a lot of inner anger at Gio for mocking him. I'm just saying, there's a chance there's some inner anger in there. Peter Schwartz tagging in with, can't you see Peter Schwartz just like holding Gio back and then Ryan Clark slapping him like they do in wrestling sometimes?
Yeah, I can see it.
Get a guy in the corner, wrap him in the rope. Or that big slap, you know, that slap fighting's
slap
getting
fight.
Big.
Yeah, I would definitely come to watch that.
What about arm wrestling?
I'd rather the slap fight, honestly.
Yeah, me too. Slap fight's where it's at.
I'd like to see Schwartz wind up and crack either Gio or Tiki right across the cheek.
Oh, baby. Peter Schwartz.
The big hands of his, those meat claws.
And Peter Schwartz could do that thing. Like, this would happen sometimes in tag team wrestling where one guy was more cowardly than the other. So he would tag in when the opponent was in a bad spot and pummel him. As soon as the opponent got up, he'd run and tag the other partner.
Of course.
So he never had to get in the real mix.
Good strategy.
Yeah. Like Andy Kaufman used to pull that stuff. He'd start trouble, will kick you when you're down, and then when the opponent got up, he'd be like, where's my tag partner? Get me out of here.
Does that sound like something you might do, Al?
In pro wrestling?
Yeah, well, if you were in that spot.
Yo, 100%.
Mix it up, but then not 100%. Have to take any of the physical
yes.
abuse. Yeah.
And then bail right out.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to reach out to Ryan Clark. Can you be in Jersey City May 3rd?
Right.
And then Tiki will, I'll have got Tiki
Set
to go
it up.
There. Set it up.
Sure.
I know Ryan Clark didn't want cameras, microphones. What about a crowd of a couple hundy people?
I don't think the crowd would be a huge issue, but
Me
you guys
neither.
Will have some cameras and mics there. Not a live broadcast, but there will be recording devices.
How about this? We turn the lights out. Lights out match.
Wow. Now that's interesting.
We turn the lights out. They slap each other around.
Last
turn the
man
lights
standing
back up.
When the lights come on.
Oh, that'd be shocking.
Mm.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to work on this right after the program today.
Excellent. Excellent.
Gonna get
I
right
look forward
it.
To the results of your work there.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, happy birthday to Jerry Recco today. Turns 50.
Today's the day?
Turns 50.
Wow.
So I got an odd call from Boomer Esiason last night.
Oh.
Anytime Boomer calls, I feel like I tweeted something that I shouldn't have.
Do I want to pick up this call?
No, I always pick it up.
Oh, okay.
because he does not call often. But when he calls, it's normally something. Normally something I did or something someone did. Like, yeah. Why are you doing this? This was tomorrow's Jerry's 50th. He goes to me, he goes, did you get him something?
I figured he was going to want to put in the order for the Fudgy the Whale Cake.
Did I get him something?
Yeah.
I've been here 17 years. I don't think we've ever gotten a gift for anybody.
Yeah, you guys have done
not for
Christmas.
Birthday. Not for birthday.
Christmas, though, yeah.
Happy birthday, Dick.
I was like, no, I didn't. I kind of was feeling bad. I was like, should I have gotten Jerry a gift?
Yeah. Well, Booms could have picked him up something while he was off.
Maybe he did. I don't know. Days. Maybe he was...
parachutes back in. Hey, by the way, tomorrow's the birthday. Did you get him anything?
Yeah. Maybe he's got a gift, and he was like, let me shame Al here.
So when you told him no,
yeah.
What did he say?
Okay. Like that.
Like in judgment?
Sort of judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of felt judged.
Okay.
Slightly judged. But I felt like going, bro, I turned 54 years ago. I didn't squat.
Right. From you.
Happy birthday, jackass.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry. That was from 4 years ago. Yeah, so I do.
Happy birthday, you a-hole.
I do love a birthday. I know Eddie doesn't like birthdays.
No, he does not.
I like historical birthdays, like 50. That's something.
Definitely.
That is something.
Of all the milestone birthdays, I mean,
that's the best.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's a significant one for sure.
Yeah.
Like, well, if we had to rank the milestone birthdays.
Well, 21, 18, 21, because you get a couple early on there,
yeah.
18, 21. Then 30. Then you go decades, really. It's 30, 40, 50.
Yeah. But I would say, okay, so 18, 21.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd go right to 50 after that.
No way. People love to be 30, turn 30, 40.
No. I'm not saying you skip over them. I'm saying, like, as far as the significance of the number.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like 50. Or halfway to 100.
Then I feel like you don't go 60. I think you go 65.
Retirement age?
Yeah.
Except, what does that even mean anymore?
Good point.
Some retire way early. Some work their entire lives.
The best birthday is 100. If you can get to your 100th, that's a wild time. Right?
My dad just had 75.
Oh.
75.
All right.
Which I think is...
That's pretty good.
Because not many make it to 100, obviously.
Right.
So 75 is kind of like one of those last milestones. After that, it starts to get a little questionable.
Yeah. I want to be exactly 100. I want to die
and
on my birthday.
That's it. On your birthday.
100th, on my 100th. Because I want to be cremated, but... On my cremation, I want to be cremated, but on my urn, I do want my years, like a headstone would, and I want it to be September 22nd, 1969, September 22nd, 2069.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
And on your birthday, you have just completed your 100th year.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. No further.
Yeah. But I want to pass like before midnight. You know what I mean?
Because
otherwise you're the next day.
Right. That's what I mean, on your birthday.
Yeah.
On the day you completed your 100th year.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I might have you inject me with a lethal dose if I feel like I'm still making it on my 100th.
So let's see, 2069.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, I forget what our age difference
is. Well, I'm 50, I'll be 55 this year. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Yeah,
so that's another 17 years. So I'll be 55.
So I'm 17
Double
years older than you?
For me.
So I was driving in my Chevy Monza.
When
the high
mom
school when you were
out.
Born.
Yeah.
I was listening to White Snake and Motley Crue and Ozzy Osbourne.
And where were you doing this in January of 86? Where were we?
I was in Colonia, New Jersey.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. Not too far.
Although I didn't have my license yet. I didn't get my license till September of 86.
Okay.
So I was my junior year.
Did they have the permit back then?
Yeah, I had a permit.
All right. So you were driving with mom or dad?
Yeah, my dad actually took my permit away from me.
Oh.
Because I made a very dangerous hesitating left turn. He was like,
you're not fit for the road.
Nope. He goes, give me that.
Back to class.
Yeah. I had that taken away from me for a little while.
Oh, boy.
Until my mom talked him into giving it back to me.
Oh, sure. I was going to say, how do you overcome that? Like, how do you go out and prove that I can do better on that left
I had
turn?
Me driving.
Mom talked him into it.
A gigantic car.
Mm.
We had a 1978 Thunderbird. This thing was a boat.
Good practice. If you could drive that, you could drive anything.
I guess
right?
So. But I was at like a weird, I had to make a left turn onto a very busy road.
Okay.
With very limited view. And my father's like, go, wait, go. And then
you were caught in between.
And then I gunned it and almost crashed.
You were making the left onto the busy road?
Yeah.
not off of the busy road.
No, left onto the busy road.
I was going to say, it would be a jug handle situation,
though. No. This was it was a bad spot.
Oh, boy.
And he got home. He goes, give me the permit.
Give it up. This was in Colonia?
This was in Colonia,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Very dangerous.
I was getting a bottle of milk as that was going down.
Yeah. You were being fed with...
Diaper change.
Diaper change. Mm. I almost had a diaper change that day just from the how dangerous that was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. When we come back, CeeLo, I've got a quick Bill Belichick story, which is my favorite story of the day. This is not a lot of details, but it's
all
an
right.
interesting story. Then I've got some baseball news. I've got some football news. I've got some basketball situation.
Situation?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we heard from Richard Simmons, the fitness guru.
Is that right?
Who's been in hiding for many years.
Yeah. I feel like I lost
many
track
years.
Of him.
Yeah. Mm. He's been in hiding for many years. He did pop up on social media yesterday.
Good to have him back.
Caused quite a stir.
Oh, so maybe not then.
Good to have him back, though, yes.